chapter 27 to 29. Therefore, having this hope, let our souls be bound to Him who is faithful in His promises and righteous in His judgments. He who has transmitted a message instructing us not to lie will Himself be much further from lying. For nothing is impossible with God except to lie. Therefore, let the faith in Him be rekindled within us, and let us reflect that all things are near to Him. By a word of His greatness, He established all things, and by a word, He can overturn them. Who shall state to Him, "What have you done?" Or, who shall resist the force of His power? When He wishes, and as He wishes, He will do all things, and none of the things commanded by Him shall fail. All things are open before Him, and nothing can be hidden from His counsel. The heavens show forth a glory of God, but the firmament carries back messages of a work of His hands. Day utters speech to day, and night carries back messages of knowledge to night. And there are no words nor sounds, and their voices are not heard. Therefore, since all things are seen and heard, let us fear Him and abandon the stained lusts of evil deeds, so that by His mercy we may be protected from the judgments to come. For where can any of us flee from His mighty hand? But what world would receive any of those who desert Him? For the writing says in a certain place, "Where shall I go, and where shall I hide from your face? If I ascend into the heaven, you are there. If I go away, even to the farthest regions of the earth, there is your right hand. If I make my bed in the abysses, your spirit is there. Therefore, where shall a man go, or to where shall he escape from Him who embraces all things? Therefore, let us draw near to Him in piety of soul, lifting up holy and undefiled hands to Him, loving our gentle and compassionate Father, who has made us His chosen portion. For this is what is written: when the Most High divided the nations, when He sowed the sons of Adam abroad, He fixed the boundaries of the nations according to the number of the messengers of God. His people, Jacob, became the portion of the Lord. Israel was the lot of His inheritance. And in another place it says, "Behold, the Lord takes to Himself a nation from the midst of the nations, as a man takes the first fruits of his threshing floor. And from that nation shall come forth a holy of holies."